Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
An ordinance of the city of Milton, Florida, prohibiting smoking and vaping in public parks within the city and on city-owned properties of record, repealing all ordinances in conflict herewith and providing for an effective date.
There you go. That's Alex Andrade reading the item at the most recent Milton City Council meeting to second follow-up on the smoking, so to ban it in public parks. And, you know, we had Councilman can't find the mic, Mike Cusack. I like Mike in some ways because he's very honest about his opinions. And then, you know, there's other times where I'm like, brother, speak into the microphone. This is earlier in the meeting during the conversation about the development changes or the development of the parcel on Dogwood. This is him not talking onto his mic. Good stuff, sir. Even peanuts would sound better. But anyway, so anyway, back to Councilman can't find the mic. He did manage to find the mic for this comment about the proposal to ban smoking in public parks in the city of Milton.
I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
Are we infringing on people's rights here with the smoking ban? That's my question. I'm always what the people want. Trust me, I don't like smoking in my house. I don't let smoking in my car. Mm-hmm. But however, smoking is, whether we like it or not, is a legal activity, correct?
Correct.
And I, trust me, I'm against all of it, right? I mean, I'm not for smoking because I don't smoke. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, are we doing the right thing here as far as trying to pass this as an ordinance that infringes on people's liberties? That's the only question I have.
Well, clearly, yes. I mean, you have a freedom now to smoke in a public park, and they're proposing to restrict that freedom so that you cannot smoke in a public park, right? I mean, that is a reduction in liberty. Even if you think that's an appropriate reduction or a balancing off of your interest in liberty to smoke in a public space versus somebody else's liberty interest to breathe clean air in a public space, okay, fine, but surely it is a restriction on liberty. That, I mean, by definition, you're infringing on people's liberties. The question is whether it's a justified infringement. You know, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. So Randy Jorgensen, the city manager, spoke up.
If I could add one thing, feeling a little compelled here. I smoke. It's no secret. I support this. I don't consider it an infringement on my rights. I think it simply asks me to respect the rights of others. And I think they should have a right to clean air. Professionally, I support the position taken by this council. Personally, I think this is a good act for the council to take.
So it's kind of interesting because Mike Cusack, he's like, I don't smoke, don't like smoking, don't like it in my house, but I'm concerned about taking away the right from other people in public, which has been my position, okay? I hate cigarette smoking. But, you know, I'm very cautious about taking away other people's rights, about taking away their liberties. I don't like the road to go down that seems to lead us towards. Meanwhile, Randy Jorgensen, who does smoke, says, it's fine. I don't mind it. I will give this up. I will not smoke in public. And I don't think anybody should smoke in public around other people. David Farrow, just a member of the public.
We're not saying people cannot smoke. We're saying you cannot smoke in this area. So we're not taking their right away from them.
Well, yes, you are in that area. I mean, you know, you can say we're limiting that right. We're limiting it out of a certain. So you're taking that right away in that space. I mean, yeah, you really are. So then they had a little bit of conversation, most of which you've basically heard at this point, and then they had a vote.
All right. It's unanimously approved.
There you go. Even Mike Cusack was persuaded by, I think, Randy Jorgensen's speech about smoking. And it is now, in fact, no longer legal to smoke in city parks in the city of Milton. Boom, zip, done. Because it was enacted as the time of the vote. So City of Pensacola and the City of Milton both have enacted this prohibition. It's still the, what is the unfiltered cigars or something, I think is the exempted category. That's still the okay one. But all the vaping and smoking, no more as of now. There you go. 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
What about weed? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I just,
are you asking me what people do or what they're legally allowed to do?
I know they're still working
on it.
Because
they're not the same answer.
I know that that's, that's right. Accident has a 29 backed up southbound at Muskogee right there at the Mila International Paper. And it's backed up quite a ways. It was backed up to Neil earlier. Highway 98 very backed up. This is at Tallow Tree Drive. And if you're not familiar with that road, it is smack dab in the middle between Blue Angel and Lillian on 98, and it is backed up. It's backed up quite a ways westbound. It's a crash with the roadblock. Davis Highway also showing an accident at Copter, and it's backed up from Copter to Olive, if not further, right near the hospital. Not a normal morning backup. Certainly caution wherever you are. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You got a note in here at 437-1620. Somebody here says, Andrew, I am a smoker. And I agree that there's a time and place for everything. And I feel one side of me saying, yes, it is an infringement on my right. But then again, the moral side of me stands up and says, I need to be respectful to those around me. The only thing I'm afraid of is once we start to go down this, well, they said rabbit hole, I would say slippery slope. The next thing they'll be able to do is take away the right to be able to say what we want. And I just feel that that is a very thin sheet of ice that we're skating on when we start infringing on these rights. And yeah, that's my concern too. You know, because look, I think the argument gets made on behalf of health, right? You know, that it's inconvenient. It irritates people who have breathing conditions. I don't particularly buy the secondhand smoke causes cancer argument, and certainly not in a public park where there's abundant external air to... Anyway, but that's it. But, you know, okay. So it does certainly cause health issues for some people who will, you know, cough because they smell the smoke. Okay, well, but what qualifies as a health issue? You know, is it, does psychological harm count as a health issue? You might laugh at that, but we see all kinds of measures designed to protect people from psychological harm. And can psychological harm include things like misgendering somebody? Which, again, sounds like you think, well, that's a stretch. We wouldn't do that. No, I mean, the Biden administration is actually advocating for a kind of a recalibration of our understanding of the use of words and pronouns, and toward the end that knowingly using somebody's inappropriate pronouns might start to look like sexual harassment, like, might start to look like psychological harm. They're not all on the same scale. It's not all part and parcel of the same basic idea, but there's a sort of similarity here where, yes, in order to protect these people over here from something that they don't want to encounter, whether it's a pollutant in the air that they don't like, or whether it's a pollutant in their ear that they don't like, in the sense of a word, versus allowing people over there to say, do, smoke, belch, fart, you know, right? Like, you know, the things that annoy other people. And remember, just kind of to get back to like basic definitions, tolerance means what? Putting up with stuff that people shouldn't do, right? Putting up with stuff you don't like. You can only tolerate bad things. You cannot tolerate good things. Nobody tolerates winning the lottery. You enjoy winning the lottery. Right? You tolerate somebody being mean to you. You tolerate somebody irritating you. You tolerate things that are bad. And so if we're genuinely going to practice tolerance, and not the kind of we've totally appropriated that word and used it for the wrong purpose when what we mean is we celebrate something, okay? If we're really going to practice tolerance of the sort that a civil society that has rights and protections for freedoms, which again, you do not need to protect people in their freedom to do things that people like. You only need to protect people in their freedom to do things that people do not like. Tolerance is the flip side of having things like the First Amendment. Okay, we tolerate offensive speech, for instance, right? That, I mean, I know that I'm like over-explaining this, but it's such a basic concept that we are abandoning as fast as we can in this country. And I know I've said it once, I've said it 100 times, but I will say it again. When I was taught as a kid that what I should say and have as my like operational approach to other people in the world is, I despise what you say, but I would fight to the death to protect your right to say it. Okay? That's what I still think. I still believe that. Most of the world around me appears to not believe that anymore. Their view is, I despise what you say, or I don't even like what you say, and I will do everything I can to stop you from saying it. Now, words and smoke are not the same, but you know words are starting to be defined as harm by mostly the left these days, although sometimes the right has been guilty of this too. Anyway, all right, diatribe over. We'll move on. Just seemed like, you know, that's the direction we seem to be heading is, you know, preventing everybody through legislation from doing anything that's going to irritate other people. I prefer a world where irritation is allowed. Ugly, messy, and annoying though it is, that's the one where freedom is thriving. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Totally improvised. Isn't that crazy?
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do.
Some of the best, most iconic lines in movies came from just plain improv.
Isn't that crazy?
Right?
Yeah.
And that's where you genuinely have the funny people, right? They don't need the script. They'll come up with the stuff. Mm-hmm. I always love when you watch like the outtakes from movies and yeah. They do 40 versions mm-hmm. of the line. I'm like, oh my God. People are
how
so
do you not
clever.
Die? I know.
I know. And then laughing. I'm the hoarder, right? How would you pick the one? How do you pick the one that's the best and turn down all the other ones? I got a bunch of texts and comments on this subject with the smoking. We'll get to that in just a second. Let's get David Wayne in here with our headlines. David?
The Federal Reserve expected to raise interest rates a quarter point today. That would put the rate at 5%, but some analysts think the Fed might take a pause in rate hikes after the recent banking collapses. State lawmakers advancing a bill that would expand the parental rights in education law that restricts teaching about sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through third grade, a bill that would extend those restrictions through eighth grade, made it through a committee this week. And things got a little bit saucy in Marion County. Police were called to a home after a man allegedly slapped his wife with a piece of pizza. The two were apparently arguing over how to discipline their child after he allegedly slapped her upside the head with a slice of pizza. No word on the toppings.
Like no, upside the head.
I think people are misunderstanding the nature of this story. They're having a disagreement about how to discipline the kids, and they're trying out various implements.
Oh, right? That could be.
You
yeah.
know, true. The traditional, the switch, the wooden spoon, you know, the
pepperoni.
Paint stirrer,
yeah. Right.
You know, the slice of pizza. Maybe not the most orthodox of choices, but, you know, in a pinch, you know, you go with what you've got.
You call the cops, though, on a slice of pizza?
Improvisation is key. You gotta use what you got.
Hey, or,
that's
yeah.
a great point.
Or maybe they're just keeping it lively. You know, you got to do things to keep that marriage hot, you
hey,
know?
Some just, people are into that.
Yeah, right. You never know.
There's a TV show on HBO called... Never mind.
825.
Okay, but there are.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, spicy. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That show gets filthy. 29 in Muskogee, still showing that accident. This is right near the paper mill, and it is backed up southbound, 29 southbound at the mill, and it was backed up to Neal Road at one point, and it looks like it's still there. 98 and Tallow Tree Drive in Pensacola. If you're not familiar with Tallow Tree, on 98, right in between Lillian and Blue Angel. Now, 98 is backed up westbound to crash with a roadblock. Certainly drive with caution in that area. Davis Highway also very, very stop and go from about Copter. That's where the accident happened, near Copter, and it looks like it's backed up past the hospital. It was backed up to Olive earlier. So caution wherever you are. A lot of backups this morning. Drive with patience. 437-1620. Please text in these traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Kind of like blacked out. That really
blacked out. That's right, man. That's just stay right there.
Don't go nowhere.
That's right.
Hey, if you're a company, stores, you got employees, you got to deal with payroll, you got to deal with HR, you got to figure out insurance benefits, dental, vision, life, disability, and all of that. Look, that's not fun. Well, take that back. It actually is fun for the folks at Torgerson Causey. Like, they like that. Okay. And if, you know, you're kind of odd in their sort of way, fine, do it yourself. But if you're more like everybody else and you don't want to do that, call them because they can help. I know we've been using them for like 5 or 6 years here at News Radio and Cat Country. They've been fantastic. They gave us choices, options we didn't have before, saved us money. I mean, all of that. And, you know, they will take that load off of your plate. They will help you do what you don't want to do in order to benefit your employees the best. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. One person had called up and said, Andrew, I don't understand this. I find the smell of cigars disgusting and I smoke cigarettes. And why would they prevent cigarettes and not prevent cigars? Well, the state has said they de-preempted the regulation in public spaces of cigarettes and vaping. They did not de-preempt the ability to regulate cigars, which I think is, I'll be honest, my read of that is that's just protecting the country club. Kind of cigar smoking is what is my thought, okay?
Right.
That's how I read that. But yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense. Why can you regulate the one and not regulate the other? Other thoughts coming in here. Somebody says, I used to smoke 3 packs a day. Since I've quit 36 years ago, my sinuses plug up being around cigarette smoke, so I have a hard time breathing. It is a serious health issue. Let's see. Where we go? We got a bunch of texts in here, and it stacks a little weird. You're correct about your assessment of our freedoms. Unfortunately, the far end of the political spectrums will disagree with you. Yeah, no, that's certainly true. Somebody here says, I just feel as though smoking in parks is not as big of an issue as they're making it out to be. We're at parks a couple times a week with the kids and rarely see anyone smoking. I don't know, when we go to the park and like at the dog park where it's currently illegal, I see people smoke, and it doesn't bother me that same way, even though I don't particularly like it. Somebody here says, Andrew's your point well spoken. Kudos for taking the time to explain the basic analogy of things and simplify. Thank you so much for the kindness. Says, I'm a smoker and I agree. There's a time and place for everything. Oh, I'm sorry. We read that one already. See, somebody here says, I would like my child to be able to learn about... this is a different topic. Sorry. This is talking about the other freedoms in the state of Florida, about learning about African-American studies. Let's see. Just trying to... And then I think you've got the win. The snarkiness of our audience is my favorite. It's okay. My cigarettes identify as cigars. that's very nicely done. Well tied in.
Yeah,
well done.
He writes in every day. Yeah, no. You're one of those people I think should run for president, because I would vote for you because you are hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
That's good.
Which is a good reason to vote for president, right?
8:29 here on News Radio. Not my cigarettes identify as cigars.
That's really funny.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I don't think it'll hold up for you, but
nobody's enforcing either.
That's right. So. Well, not yet.
They'll enforce the pizza slap.
Right, yeah, exactly. Okay. The disparity of consequences.
Yeah, let's see if I can get away with it.
Hey, if you are 64, getting ready to turn 65, you're going to go through some insurance changes as you start to use Medicare instead of whatever you've used probably all of your life, right? Okay. And that is very easy. It is very simple, but it can seem overwhelming, and it can seem kind of like it's going to make you anxious because maybe people are calling or they're writing you letters, and it can feel like, what's going on? I've got a friend, Ricky Stewart. Just call her. Her whole family does insurance. She focuses on this thing in particular, helping people transition over onto Medicare. She can talk about supplements. She can talk about Advantage. She can talk about Medicaid and whether you qualify for it. Just all of that stuff. It's actually very easy, and she just wants to help. She's a longtime friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here in Pensacola. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. Coming up next, the frivolous topic, and I still keep getting these texts in. People are really looking forward to the Transgressor ceremony this week.
I
can cover. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
Some Florida representatives might be interested in year-round school. More after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. An attorney for former President Trump is ordered to testify about documents found at Trump's home in Florida. Federal judge ruling there is enough evidence of a crime to void attorney-client privilege. A Trump grand jury in New York meets today.
They're looking into hush money payments made on his behalf to adult film star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 campaign. After the grand jury has heard from its final witness, it will deliberate and vote on an indictment, which could come as soon as today. If indicted, the earliest the former president could appear in court is next week.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Day two of a three-day public school strike in Los Angeles.
We're just asking for what everybody wants, to have a decent pay in order to survive.
Mary Gary's a special education assistant.
The kids are the ones that, again, are suffering.
LA mom Dana Rosenthal on Fox and Friends. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31. News Radio 92.3. Starting to warm up a little bit right now. It is 59 degrees, mostly sunny in Pensacola. Organizers behind the effort to build a new state medical examiner's office in Milton say a downsized building might be needed to get full support from all of the counties that it would serve.
Not necessarily the 29,000 square foot facility that we've been talking about. I think we're going to be trying to shrink that to a more right size, about a third of less facility, probably between 18 and 20,000, which will lower the cost for all the counties, and that might help also bring Escambia County on board.
That's Craig Coffey with the District 1 Medical Examiner Support Group. Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties are all being asked to contribute $750,000 to match state funds for the construction of the building. Santa Rosa County leaders have tentatively supported it, but say they'll wait and see what Escambia County's commissioners have to say at their meeting on Thursday. FHP troopers arrested a 59-year-old man yesterday on DUI manslaughter charges. This is after a crash on Airport Boulevard that took the life of a Pensacola Christian College student. FHP says Oscar Martin's truck drifted off the road and hit the student, who was cleaning up trash around a college facility.
This month is Impaired Driving Awareness Month, ironically, where we realize that the month of March has been historically, we've had our highest DUI arrest and our highest DUI-involved crashes. So we've been trying to educate and bring awareness. Sadly, here we are.
That's FHP's Jason King, and the crash happened, again, Airport Boulevard in North Palafox, Martin being held without bond at the Escambia County Jail. At least some Florida House representatives are interested in exploring the idea of year-round school here in the state, and they say it's an effort that could help students recover from learning losses during the pandemic.
During the summertime, a lot of children lose what they have learned during the year. This is additional time that they will have educating themselves and actually staying out of trouble.
Patricia Williams sponsors the bill, which she says could lead to the launching of a pilot program of year-round schools. If they do launch that program, then school districts would apply to be a part of the program. The state education commissioner would select five districts to participate. The Escambia County School Board rejected a move to return to an elected school superintendent yesterday. Motion put forward by school board member Kevin Adams failed in a 3-2 vote. The job became an appointed position in 2018 after a ballot referendum. Voters decided to give the school board power over the position. Board members Patty Hightower, Bill Slayton, and David Williams all voted against it. Across the state, there's 28 districts that are appointed superintendents and 39 districts with elected superintendents. City of Pensacola sending recommendations to the owners of Club Climax after that deadly shooting of a 23-year-old man earlier this month outside the club. Mayor D.C. Reeves says representatives with the city and Pensacola police had productive discussions with the owners last week.
You know, I ended the meeting saying, I do not want to meet about this again. This will be the last meeting about this. We've got to take this seriously. So I appreciate the owners for taking it seriously.
A letter sent to the owners yesterday confirmed that PPD did conduct an on-site crime prevention through environmental design evaluation. The city says evaluation records and recommendation reports will not be publicly released. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Thanks, David. Davis Highway is very stop and go. It's backed up. An accident near Copter and backed up past the hospital this morning. Highway 98 showing an accident at Tallow Tree Drive, which again is right in the middle on 98 between Lillian and Blue Angel, just to give you an idea. It is backed up way, way, way westbound. And then 29 still backed up near Muskogee at International Paper. It's backed up southbound in quite a way back into Molino, it looks like. Caution wherever you are. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be a beautiful day with temperatures warming up near 73 degrees. Much warmer this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures will stay in the 60s, not getting too cool through the overnight period. Still staying warm as you go into your Thursday with a high near 78, mostly sunny skies, and Thursday night temperatures dropping near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 59 degrees. The sun shining here in Pensacola. Also 59 in Gulf Breeze and 52 in Milton.
When you choose your next Volkswagen from the lineup of crossovers and SUVs at Beadmore Imports, will you choose price or a competitive finance rate? Well, how about you choose both? That's right, the 2023 VW Tiguan S with driver's assist package and third row seating is now from $29,352 and with an available APR of 4.9% for 60 months. The Taos SE from $30,996 and now available with 4.9% financing for 60 months. And the biggest SUV of them all, the Atlas SE with technology from $42,632 and a finance rate of 4.9% for 72 months. So with price, financing, and selection, the only thing you need to decide is when you'll be stopping by Piedmore Imports to drive your new VW. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before tax, tax title, and dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit. New VCI. See dealer for details.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focused on core importance of public health awareness and preparedness. This month, they focus on rabies, early learning, prenatal care, and safe sleep. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on Twitter at Healthy Escambia.
Your money now. Not a huge change on the market at the opening bell this morning. The Dow down 29.90 at 32,530.70. The S&P 500 down 145 at 4,142. And the NASDAQ down 981 at 11,850.30. U.S. 10-year bond rates at 3.602% today. Gold prices at $1,943.70, silver at $22.47. The Federal Reserve likely to raise interest rates about a quarter point today. That's according to a lot of economists. That would put the rate at 5%, although some analysts say there could be a pause in rate hikes because of the recent shocks to the banking system. A family suing SeaWorld and several other companies after a deadly warehouse explosion near Orlando. That's close to Elizabeth Tirolongo, filed the lawsuit after her and three other people were killed in the fire this last December. Nobody got the winning numbers yesterday in the Powerball jackpot. That puts the next drawing at $302 million on Friday night. The cost of a ticket is $2. The odds of winning about 1 in 300 million. It's 8:39, News Radio 92.3. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so I'm going to give you a secondhand account of the inspiration for today's frivolous topic.
Cool.
My wife, who has contributed several really good topics recently to this conversation.
Sorry, the beginning sounded like my wife.
My wife.
High five.
So my wife goes into my 16-year-old's room the other day and sees something horrifying to her. He's eating an orange. And the way he is eating the orange.
Story is not going where I thought it did. Okay, good.
I did it on purpose.
I know.
Is he took a knife and he cut the orange into quarters the way you might for like lemon slices for a drink or something, although that's typically eighths. Mm-hmm. But he had cut it into quarters and he was eating it like that, like pieces of watermelon or something. And so my question, and she was just, where did we go wrong?
Yeah, are you guys know? Raising a serial killer?
Yeah, he's got our red hair, you know. Generally speaking, we're pretty sure since I followed him from, you know, delivery all the way through. Like, this is our baby, but how did this happen?
Yeah, he's going to end up at that water tower shooting.
So 4-3-7-16-20.
Just kidding.
When you're eating an orange, how do you eat it? How dost thou eat thine orange? Do you hand peel? Do you knife peel? Do you knife cut? What's wrong with you if you do? Or do you peel apart with the fingers? You know, what's your approach? What's your orange eating approach? Candy?
Like a serial killer. And the reason I do it, I cut it like that. I used to peel until I watched The Godfather. And so now I smile with the orange in my mouth.
Oh, okay. So you turn it into a game.
Every time. Every time. Every time.
And even when you're alone? That's how you do it? Because it's entertaining just to you?
I'm never alone, and I have cats, and yes.
Oh, so for the cats. You do it for the cats.
I know I sound crazy for a zillion reasons, and it's probably just one, but yes. All right. And if you ever see me eat any orange, yes, I'll...
Now I know. All right.
Yeah. Haven't you seen The Godfather?
It's been a while.
Oh.
I don't remember the orange part, so...
It's been a while since I've seen it, and then Brent made me watch it again.
Okay,
and
all right.
Because they studied it in college.
Sure,
it's like,
it.
Wow, way to waste money.
But, ironically, I've got it to record on my DVR like tomorrow, so I'm going to watch it again soon.
It is great, but there's an orange part, and that's why I do
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. 4-3-7-16-20. Somebody here says, I cut it into quarters, and then I peel and eat. Makes peeling much easier. Doesn't it make squirting and dribbling much greater? Because you have not cut it on the lines of the membranes between the slices, so isn't there...
Sometimes
random.
You do it by mistake.
Well, if you get lucky.
It still goes in your mouth.
So
I mean, what are you doing?
Says
juggling?
I'm just having trouble with this because to me, the only way that a civilized human eats an orange is you peel the rind off.
Like a monkey.
And,
right.
And if you have to, you use a knife. But if you are an adult, you don't have to. And then you separate the slices and you eat one slice, one wedge, if you will, at a time, and that's the only way. Any other way seems bizarre to me, which is why her horror at what she saw in the bedroom that day. 4-3-7-16-20.
Oh, the humanity. Danny.
Oh, we got a
she's
double
great.
Reference to Marlon Brando there.
Oh.
I eat my orange the way my wife gives it to me. Okay. All right.
Nice.
You know, lazy / misogynist. I like it. Somebody here says I peel if it's easy to peel. I have some now that are difficult to peel, so I do cut them up into quarters. Okay. All right. It's weird. Somebody here says, I cut it at the equator, not the poles. No, no, no. No, no. No. Oh. Worst of all possible worlds. I cut it at the equator. We're not squeezing. We're not juicing. This is for... You cut it at the... Oh, I'm going to pass out.
I'm going to send the school board to take them away
from me.
Wow.
All right. 4-3-7. I think we need to add this to the parental rights bill, man. 4-3-7-16-20. I have to slice the top off and peel it. Fingers are not as strong as they used to be. Okay. I understand that. I eat it the same way. I peel my grapes. We're not talking about making the eyeball salad for Halloween. You peel your grapes? The what now?
I think they're kidding.
Oh, I hope. They just bite it. Oh, somebody here says I bite into it like an apple. Stop it.
Okay, you can, though.
Well, after you peel it, though, right?
You can bite into it like that.
With the rind on?
It's got a great taste to it, and people use rind in their cooking. No,
yeah,
I know.
An accent, not as a main dish.
Who are you?
Here. That's what we'll do for men who cook. We'll do deep-fried orange rind.
Good, you should.
You know what? It's probably awesome. I'm probably going to have to try it now. Now that I've said it out loud,
I thought the same thing. Why would you put an orange peel in your stuff? But it's no, I watch shows sometimes.
Make it easy on yourself. Drink a glass of orange juice and be done with it. All right, fair enough. Candy, the Godfather, died shortly after eating the orange.
Orange brings a bad omen. Orange is a bad omen. In the movie,
that's right.
But that's why I do it. He did though. He was like screwing around with his grandchildren and like.
Somebody here says, Andrew, you've lived a sheltered life. Okay, sure, I'll take it. Somebody here says, cut in half. Then you can push with your thumb on the outside peel in the middle of the half and, do the inversion, like the umbrella reversal.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're holding the edges and you thrust it through with your thumbs or something, and then they pick the pieces out, no mess. Yeah, but they're all cut in half at that point. That's mess. I'm sorry, but I'm saying that's mess. I try to peel an orange all in one piece. Okay, proud moment. I cut it in half lengthwise here, somebody says. I cut it in half lengthwise, then I cut slices and gnaw the fresh off the peel. Very easy to eat. I still can't get over the equator cutter. The equator cutter has messed me up all day. My mother used to slice it at the equator and had a special split knife that would slice the sections at the membrane, then she had a serrated spoon that would dig the sections out so you can actually eat it with a fork. It's not a grapefruit. You're doing grapefruit. Don't treat an orange like a grapefruit. That's not right. It identifies as a grapefruit. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
No, I don't. Just kidding. It looks like I can burn, McKay. 29 in Muskogee. I'm just kidding. Still showing that roadblock. It looks like it's still backed up southbound. Of course, be careful there. Tate in Kingsfield now. East Kingsfield Road showing an accident with a roadblock. It's another vehicle crash in Cantomet. Caution there. I-110 southbound ramp, and this is at Brent Lane showing an accident with no roadblock. 29 in Tallow. The one between Lillian and Blue Angel looks like that has been cleared up. That's great news. Gulf Breeze Highway and Portside Drive. It looks like right at the bottom of, it's Garcon Point right there at that road on 98 showing an accident, but no roadblock in I-10. Exit 26 at Milton, vehicle crash with injuries. Roadblock earlier, it looks like it is now open. All of that said, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. No matter how you do your orange, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you got any kind of a plumbing issue, leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, the pressure, the temperature, any of that's wrong, call Barbary Plumbing. This is what they do all the time. They help people just like you. Recover your Tupperware. You shouldn't be doing that. You're an adult now, okay? 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. Oh, Candy, we got the, I think we got the best text perhaps that we've gotten ever on the show. Better even than cigarettes identifying as cigars. You ready? Mm-hmm. This is by far the most frivolous subject you have ever selected.
That is by far the best text we've ever gotten. That's true.
I feel like we're going to get an award.
Somebody extended the conversation to kumquats.
And somebody's like,
how about Calamundin? Yeah, we're there.
Well, grapefruit. And I'm like, no, that's a whole different day. We do grapefruit a different day. That's a whole other subject.
I know, monsters.
Yeah, right. Why are you mixing and matching so much? It's not like they're all citrus. 848 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative sometimes, local all the time. And marginally dependable. Hey, if you're, we talk about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty and all the homes they sell. If you're selling a home or you're buying a home, they're actually getting really good prices on new home buys now, right? Okay, because obviously the people who are good at selling are also very good to help you buy. But you might think when I say this, not me, okay, but do you have a friend? See, here's the thing. Like, when people ask me, hey, do you know a good realtor? Yes, Christina Leavenworth. And so if I know people that are thinking of selling their home or buying or whatever, I'll recommend to them. I say, hey, have you called Christina? Because she's outstanding at this. So same thing for you. You could be a good friend, right? Might not be for you, but, the next time somebody's talking to you about selling or they're looking for a realtor, feel free to refer. Feel free to recommend her. Because, genuinely, she's that good. 200 homes last year. Homes are still selling even in this market, fairly quickly, sometimes even above list price. So, they get the job done. So Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158, 723-9158.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Are you working way too hard for way too little? There's never been a better time to consider a career in IT. You could enjoy a recession-resistant career in a rewarding field with plenty of growth opportunities and often flexible work environments. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new career in months, not years. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to qualified students, including the GI Bill. Now is the time. mycomputercareer.edu.
Dependable traffic on the fives with local news at the top and bottom of each hour on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
No soup for you!
This is security video from outside of the Mons Venus nightclub. It shows a large man wearing a devil mask trying to enter the club. The video shows he also has a weapon, but a fast-acting security guard stops him.
I decided that he was not going to enter the club and hurt anybody. So I concentrated on the gun and I grabbed his gun hand and his wrist with both hands, and I turned it towards him, and then we started, you know, banging.
We started to banging. That's fight speak, okay, is what that is. And that's a guy who's been doing MMA for like 30 years. He serves as one of the bouncers at the club. Manny Resto, God knows how many people whose lives he saved, because this guy was coming in. If you see, the video's been all over TV this morning. This guy's coming into the club with a gun out, ready to go. And he grabs for the gun. They scuffle. He manages to disarm him. And at one point, like, the guns lay on the ground, and the invader has kind of fled, has left the camera view. And he picks up the gun. The good guy picks up the gun. And then the invader comes back at him, and he points it at him, and somehow or other doesn't shoot him. I don't know what happens in that situation. But he, you know, the gun does not go off, and they, you know, they get to wrestling down to the ground, and another bouncer comes in and helps. But holy smokes, it's just crazy. And you had the local PD was there, and their commentary about this event.
I wasn't going to let this happen. I was not going to let him win. He was not going to hurt nobody.
Tampa police say the suspect is 44-year-old Michael Rudman, who has a history of domestic violence arrest and mental health issues. But they have no idea why he tried to enter the Mons Venus with a loaded gun.
Yeah, right. And the police chief very concerned, because when they hear this, you think about other events, right? There's been some other very serious incidents, like the Pulse nightclub here in Florida. This is in Tampa.
First thing that came to my mind is what happened in Orlando at Pulse. And having these two here to take that heroic action, could they have prevented something like that? I definitely think so.
Manny Resto says he was hit in the head by the suspect multiple times and was tiring from the fight when Danny Bayham, another security guard, jumped in to help. But Bayham says it wasn't easy.
So I'm 350 pounds, and the other guy's about 200, and he was moving with us on top of him.
Wow. I mean, two guys tackle him, wrestle him to the ground, and trying to pin him there till the cops can come, and he's still wriggling around under three times the weight. I mean, that's, whew, thank goodness. I mean, you know, definitely thank goodness. 8:53 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, we haven't talked about this at all today. I just don't. There's no particular reason why. Sometimes I forget. The PNJ had a really good article about the beach access number 4 and sort of the ongoing, you know, litigation between the condo owners nearby wanting it not to be opened or not open the same way. And Jeff Bergosh, who's been really an advocate for opening that venue. And there's a long history here of whether that's the best, highest use of money to open beachfront to the public in Perdido Key, whether that's in line with the overall plan for development for that. I don't get into any of all that. This had come to court. And in court, you had the ruling by Judge Fredrichovich. That's how you say it. she's such a sweetheart. I met her when she was on the canvassing board back during the recount. Anyway, and she ruled that the development of the county project is legal and therefore stays and is going to be open to the public. And, of course, there's ongoing questions about some issues with the beach mouse and some other stuff. So it's done in one sense, but, of course, there will be questions going forward about some of the related provisions that went into making that open. So, you know, that's good news for people who like to use that opening, that, you know, beach access number four that had been years in the works. Again, it's not a settled issue in terms of whether people like that idea, but for the ones who want to use it, that's really nice. Here's the reason I wanted to bring up this story. The byline. Do you see the byline on this story? Judge rules public beach access in Perdido Key can stay open to the public. Pensacola News Journal. The author? Molly Barrows.
Oh, Molly. Best article ever.
Yes. Molly is working
Molly's
at the
PNJ
now. Yes. And this has been a news item that I have been wanting to tell you for a couple of weeks now, because I found out about this when I was talking to Lisa Savage over at the PNJ. And I'm like, can I tell him? And she's like, can you just hold on to him? I'm like, ah, you know, because.
And you know you can't tell me. Guess what, everybody?
Well, and then I saw, I chose not to mention it when I saw the confirmation, because Molly was on the Mardi Gras float for the PNJ. I'm like, No.
Thanks a lot, Molly.
Love Molly. Molly is a fabulous news person. Of course, used to be at Channel 3 a long time ago and with Blab and a bunch of other things. And,
oh, my gosh. You know, she's host Jazz great. For Justice. She's so great.
No, Molly's the best. So
I want to be Molly Barrows when I grow up.
This is a major acquisition for the PNJ to have Molly Barrows writing for them again. Because she is a fantastic,
she's a fantastic writer. And,
oh,
right.
Yeah. And fun. I'm just, anyway, this, what a sweetheart. So anyway, congratulations, Molly. Congratulations, PNJ. And congratulations, people who want to see Beach Access number four stay open. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Looks like most of the accidents have been cleared up. Accident at 29 near the mill, it's clear now. Highway 98 near Lillian, that's clear. And Davis Highway is all clear as well. There is another bad accident that set, as I mentioned earlier, on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. It's in front of Walmart on 98, and 98 is backed up westbound to the Beacon from Avalon. Just to give you an idea, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You remember how you had the Winnie the Pooh copyright expired?
Yeah, yeah.
And immediately you had Winnie the Pooh movies or projects get into works, including a slasher film.
Blood Moon, yeah.
Yeah, based on Winnie the Pooh characters, which makes me feel awful. Like, it's just not, there's something deeply wrong with you. But, okay, so this film is airing in Asia, and in the Hong Kong theaters, it's actually getting removed.
Because
Winnie the Pooh is one of these satirical references to Xi Jinping. And so having a slasher movie in the theaters that kind of vaguely connotes of a criticism of Dear Emperor, therefore censorship.
Oh, is he their president?
Yeah, well, China.
This is why I'm not in news. Oh, that's Putin's friend, right?
That's okay. Right. That's right. That's right.
Sorry, Jenna.
Jenna got hurt just hearing all that.
This is why they don't have me in the important places. Yeah, I know. It's cool. You want me to board up your show too, Jenna? Is he the president or whatever?
He is. He cool. is a little bit, yeah. Hey, if you're looking for that next vehicle, you can choose between, you know, brand new and pay all the price that goes with that, or you can get almost new. I think that's the way I'm going to start to refer to Frontier Motors, because it is used, okay? Somebody else has owned it first, but owned it for like a year or two, and so it's near new is kind of the idea. Great condition, good prices, relatively new, low miles, and then, you, of course, you don't pay the new car price. You pay a decent price, and you don't have to lose that depreciation value when you drive it off the lot. Frontier's got great selection, like 300 different cars and trucks at any given different moment. You can try a bunch of them. Seriously, try a bunch of them. But that's what you will find there. Almost new cars in good condition at good prices, and a bunch of them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Future news. Is he their president? You want that sound man. Sorry.
I may.
I'm sorry.
They give you a Marconi?
I do have one, too.
No, you
smart
said
aleck.
It to me the other day. That's
yeah, I know. I know.
All right. First question.
Mine's not for news.
Now that the school board voted 3-2 not to ask for a referendum on returning to elected superintendent, are we done with this conversation?
Nope.
No, we're split. Half the people want it, and a little bit more than half the people don't, and so... elected. So I think this will come up again and again and again, unfortunately. The Brentwood Park Project, will it be generally better or generally worse for the homeless who use that park now?
I think it'll be better.
It's a trade. Some services are an improvement, but they're going to lose the park. Yeah.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.